another project, talking about a sense of place, is the Brightwater Project. We have to talk about the poem for the biosolids, or any of the poems there in that section. Paying gig. I mean, what else can you say about what else can you say about that, really?
Well, I was brought into that just totally serendipitously. I got a phone call from an LA artist who had the commission to do a huge, maybe million-dollar art installation. And there are several there at the Brightwater site, which is literally the most expensive water treatment plant in the whole world, empirically, and possibly the most advanced and sophisticated. And of course, Washington State and Seattle, being very good about public art, put a lot of money into public art there. So Jane Song called. I didn't know her. She got my name through various different sources and asked would I work on the project with her because she needed a poet. And of course I was thrilled. So she asked me to do a blessing for water and a blessing for the biosolids. So the blessing for water, I want to read it if we find it.
Page 30.
Thank you. Because it's very short. It could only be 4 lines long, 18 characters, including spaces per line. Because it was going to be cut out of steel letters that are about 5 feet high, 4.5 feet high maybe, and, you know, installed at a weir where water runs over it. So you see these steel, you see the lines through running water, and they're, you know, as I said, cut out of steel and about close to 5 feet high. So
talk about restraints.
Ah, 4 lines, 18, I know, 18 characters per line. No beginning, no end. Circle the earth, blessed water, blood of life. Spend a lot of time on those few words.
Tell me about that. You sit down, do you sit down outside or you sit down at this table? And what do you do? Do you remember the process of writing that?
My process comes so much from reading that I probably surrounded myself with water poetry and read what I could think of and find in my rather extensive library and found and found and found and tried to think what is really essence here. And so, of course, I came to the water cycle that has no beginning, no end. We recycle the same water again and again and again and have since the beginning of this planet's time that we know, you know, and people have been fond of saying, well, we could be drinking the same, we probably are drinking the same water that Jesus peed in. You know? So it's the same water. Yeah, so it's no beginning, no end.
Which would be a great segue for the next one, blessings for the biosolids.
Well, so. Right. And so the biosolids.
By the way, the water poem, very much in the spirit of a water recycling place. So,
well, yeah.
Yeah, really, really worked out well, I think.
Yeah.
I bet they were happy.
I think they were. And the biosolids is also recycled.
Right.
Because at this facility, they clean the biosolids so clean that they're trucked to Eastern Washington and put on the wheat fields to grow the wheat. So, and then we eat it again, and then we process it again, and then it comes out of us, and then it's, you know, goes through all its sewer systems and ends up there, gets cleaned so well, trucked to Eastern. It's a cycle. It's the same circle. And I was just absolutely thrilled by that, just the poetics of that cycle. I thought it was great.
The people of Eastern Washington might feel differently about that. There's a stigma.
So.
Isn't there a stigma? I mean, that's why Tisch, well, that's one theory by how Tisch got their name. It's shit backwards because our culture doesn't know what to do with shit. We flush it into the ocean. But here it's a little different.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what's thrilling is we've learned what to do with it. you know, technology has its uses. And that's an absolutely wonderful thing. That, yeah, I'm great. For millennia, people haven't known what to do with it. But that solves that problem and turns it into something very useful. And I think that people of Eastern Washington find it fine. And, you know, I was able to pick up some and feel it. And it's, you know, I'm a gardener. I'm a big-time gardener. And it's just wonderful, wonderful. Just the right texture and the right, you know, it's very sweet. And it's wonderful for the garden.
Human manure.
Human manure.
Do you want to read the biosolids poem?
I would be happy to. Blessings for the biosolids. For the journey of nutrients from food to feces to compost and back again to eggplant parmesan or tabbouleh. Blessings for helpful microbes, mixing juices and decay, their messy business of heating, eating, discarding, transforming one thing to another, the fetid to the fragrant. From waste to muck to rich soil for the fields. Blessings for the biosolids, whose elements begin in burning spheres of ancient star systems, born of crucibles of burning light. Praise for minerals, new mined from stars, connecting any one of us to Nefertiti, Joan of Arc, Attila the Hun, Chief Self, Salmon, Centipedes, carbon-based creatures all, certainly the stuff of stars. Blessings for the mighty microbes within the core of us. Blessings for the black gold of rich compost, new cleansed by heat and broken down by fungi and bacteria, dried, transformed, now sweet and loamy. Trucked to wheat fields of the Palouse to fertilize our daily bread. Blessings for the earthy cycle from food to waste to humus and back again to food. Blessings.
You have fun talking about that in your readings, don't you?
Well, I do, and I love saying I'm the only poet in history who ever got a poem for writing about Shet. Whoever got it, paid money.
You know,
yeah.
a lot of poets get shit for writing poems, but this is a different story.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's nice. And I have loved the fact that I and other poets have been able to introduce poetry into public art, because usually we think of it only as visual art. That we've been able to introduce poetry into it has been great.